There shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. One man, one microphone, one mission, one message. True News, the only newscast reporting the countdown to the second coming of Jesus Christ. And now for the most powerful hour on radio, here is End Time Newsman, Rick Wiles.
This is True News for Thursday, June 9th, 2011. Welcome to the program. I'm Rick Wiles. Several weeks ago, we broke a story on this program. It was the first time it was heard anywhere in the world on radio or television about a name associated with the Chicago home address of Barack Obama, Barry Santoro, whatever this guy's real name is, and the name that was associated with his house and his Social Security number is Harrison J. Bonnell. Now, that was the very first time I've ever heard that name, Harrison J. Bonnell. And what we were told by the man who discovered the link is that this unknown entity, person, individual, Harrison J. Bonnell, lives at the same Chicago street address as Barack and Michelle Obama. And not only does Harrison J. Bonnell share the house with the Obamas, he also shares Obama's Social Security number, who Barack Obama borrowed from somebody, according to Susan Daniels, who was born in 1890. And we had Susan Daniels on the program last night. And we're going to continue this expose of this lying, conniving pimp that's in the White House. Whoever this guy is, we don't know his real name. We had attorney Stephen Pigeon on the program last week. He found in a small town in British Columbia, Canada, he found a court-ordered name change for a person named Barack Ubayad, and his name was changed to Barack Hussein Obama. I believe the name change was in the 80s or early 90s. We are on the trail of this scoundrel, and he belongs in prison. If he were just an average Joe Blow, this guy would be locked up for 30 or 40 years. But somebody's protecting him. Somebody has given this guy false identity. Somebody has managed to get him into the United States and into universities, if indeed he went to the universities, because it's hard to find anybody who remembers him in the classes. The guy is a man without a past, but everybody leaves a paper trail. And you can always count on a bill collector to find the paper trail. Well, the young man who gave us the name Harrison J. Bonnell several weeks ago is on the telephone again. Now, that interview went viral on the Internet, and a number of different people have taken the True News program and put it on YouTube, and you're free to do this with our programs. You're free to make copies of our programs, as long as you don't edit them and change them and use it for private financial gain. You're free to make copies of our programs. We encourage you to do it. Well, I just heard that the total views on YouTube combined of the various versions of the True News program with the debt collector is over 145,000. There is an interest out there in the world. People want to know, who is Barack Hussein Obama? Well, the debt collector is on the phone again, and I am unable to give you his name, obviously, for obvious reasons, for security reasons. And I will simply call him Al, and he can call me Betty. All right. Hey, Al, is that a deal?
That's just fine, Miss Betty. How are you?
I'm doing great. Paul Simon, said it was okay. So.
Or Harry, Barry,
yeah.
Rock, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I'll call you Al, you call me Betty. Well, listen, that interview just absolutely went all over the United States and Canada. In fact, a friend of mine in Fort Worth, Texas, told me last week, he said, Rick, everybody I know in Fort Worth is talking about your interview with Al and the name Harrison J. Bonnell. I mean, people are talking about it. Let's go into this a little bit deeper. We had Susan Daniels on the program last night, and I went line by line with her over the documents that she sent to me. These are legitimate database searches of Barack Obama's Social Security number, and this isn't a made-up conspiracy. We're not making this up. We know his Social Security number, 042-684425. The problem is it's not his Social Security number. Apparently it belongs to somebody born in 1890, because I'm looking right now at a printout from Social Security Number Verifier Plus database, and it says SSN 042-684425, issued 1977 to 1979, state issued Connecticut, names associated with the number, Obama Barack Hussein, date of birth, 1890. That's just one thing that Susan gave me yesterday, plus a long list of addresses where the Social Security number and Barack Hussein Obama's name is associated with those properties, which all happen to be places that he lived or worked, including the Senate Office Building. So, Al,
yep.
Let's get into this. We spent a lot of time on your first visit talking about the House in Chicago, and we'll just tell the listeners who don't know, if you didn't hear the first interview, Al is a professional debt collector. He was working on a case for a client. He was doing what's called skip tracing. He was trying to locate a debtor, and using databases that are available to professional debt collecting companies, he was pulling up all of the information about that particular individual. We're not going to say that individual's name. That's another matter. We're focusing in on the Obamas. But as he pulled up the information on the debtor he was looking for, Michelle Obama's name came up, which aroused his curiosity. And then he began to dig into the Obamas and then was absolutely shocked at what he found. Well, one thing that you mentioned, Al, is the house in Chicago where Obama lives, 5046 South Greenwood Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60615. You might want to send a letter to the Mac Daddy and tell him that the American people are onto his scam, and we're eventually going to cuff him and stuff him. And,
not to mention the $4,000 a day they charge to protect the house.
That's right. And maybe he'll share a prison cell with Dominic Strauss-Kahn. That would be a nice arrangement. But anyhow, the house does not belong to Barack Obama. It belongs to a trust. And the trust is managed by a circuit court judge in Chicago and Harvey S. Weinberg.
No, sir. I want to clarify.
Is that wrong?
That
okay, tell me.
Yes, sir, slightly. The Northern Trust Company, okay,
yes,
loaned the $1.32 million to the Northern Trust Company, trust number 10209. That $1.32 million came from a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac type loan.
Okay, now, help me. Right, let's start over again. Who actually owns the house?
The Northern Trust Company, trust number 10209, is the current owner of the
house. Okay, so there's a Northern Trust Company. There's a Northern Trust Company, and then there are specific individual trusts under the umbrella of the Northern Trust Company.
Right, and one of them is trust, the number 10209.
Okay, which and that owns the house.
I'm sorry?
And that's the trust that owns the house.
Yes, sir. Yes, okay. Sir, that's the trust that owns the house. When you go to the Cook County Recorder Deeds website, go to where it says, you know, trust numbers and key in 10209, and the document showing the trust owner that owns the house is like the 18th document down from the top.
All right. Now, Harvey S. Weinberg, founding partner of Weinberg, Solheim, Howe, and Shane, CPA firm in Chicago. What is his involvement with this house?
As per my national polls, you know, my national property search polls, it has him listed as an owner of PIN number 2011115037000, which is the big house.
Okay, now you say he's the owner of the PIN number. You're referring to the PIN number in the Cook County office of what, a county clerk?
The Cook County Recorder of Deeds does not have that PIN number recorded, but the treasurer's office and the assessor's office has that PIN number recorded.
All right, so the tax collectors in Cook County have this PIN number, but it's not over in the county clerk's office. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Why, do you have any idea why it wouldn't be registered in the county clerk's office?
I do not know.
Okay.
I'm not an accountant or a
okay. But
you know, or anything.
Okay, but you're saying, and just pardon me, I mean, work with me here to, you know, I'm trying to understand this. So I want to make sure I want to make sure that I'm putting out factual, correct information.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that the house that is owned by the Northern Trust Company, where Obama lives in Chicago, that the Cook County Tax Collector's Office, the Treasurer's Office, and the Tax Assessor's Office show Harvey S. Weinberg as the owner. Is that correct?
It shows him as either the owner or the taxpayer for the property. That's what the Assessor's Office told me when I called them. Because I just now keyed it in to the Cook County Recorder of Deeds, and it's showing no record for this criteria, for that PIN number.
What do you mean? No record? You mean it's changed since you've been on the program?
No. I keyed in the PIN number 2011115037000 just now at the Cook County Recorder of Deeds website.
Oh, I see.
Right, and it's showing up no record for this criteria.
Okay, now the Northern Trust,
mm-hmm.
they own it, right?
Yes, sir. Trust number 10209.
And they got a Freddie Mac loan?
Fannie Mae, Mac in 2005, yes, sir.
For how much?
$1.32 million.
I'm sure Barney Frank's boyfriend helped get that loan.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Passed.
I don't know, but it shows right here. It's as per LexisNexis search, $1.32 million. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. Due date July 1st, 2035.
Well, I wonder why the tax assessor's office and the treasurer's office wouldn't list the Northern Trust Company as the owner. Why would Harvey S. Weinberg be on the documents?
Well, actually, as per an interview that he did on WorldNet Daily, he just told them that all he did was just pay the taxes. He doesn't know anything else after that.
He pays the taxes out of his pocket. Out of his pocket.
For the Obamas. I don't know. That's a good question.
He pays the taxes for the Obamas.
Mm-hmm.
But the Obamas don't own the house.
No, trust number 10209 does.
So if they were behind in their payments on this Fannie Mae Freddie Mac loan, and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac hired you, a debt collector, to go after them, Barack and Michelle Obama could say, "Sorry, Al, we don't own this house."
That's about the extent of it.
So you would have to go to the trust company.
Absolutely. I also have to go to the person that's listed on the property itself as paying the taxes and asking them why.
But Harvey Weinberg is on the treasurer's office database as the guy who pays the taxes.
Yes, sir.
Is it real convoluted? I mean, I don't, the average homeowner doesn't have a setup like this.
I sure don't.
By the way, while we're talking about Harvey Weinberg, he's a well-known political and business political activist, a business leader in Chicago. But something I found after your interview here, I got to pull this up here. Get me. I did a search on him because when you mentioned his name, I didn't know his name. Harvey Weinberg was a member of the Chicago Committee to Defend the Bill of Rights. Wow, that sounds like a wonderful organization. Must be a group of conservative patriots, Tea Party people, right? The Chicago Committee to Defend the Bill of Rights, which is described as a long-time front organization for the Communist Party USA.
Really? I didn't know that. Okay.
So Harvey Weinberg, it sounds like, is a commie. I'm shocked. I don't know what to say. Barack Obama associated with a communist.
Well, in 2010, President Obama actually appointed Harvey Weinberg to a key administration post as well. He's an appointee on the President's Advisory Council on Financial Capabilities.
Yeah, you sent this to me. Harvey S. Weinberg, appointed by Barack H. Obama to Advisory Council's advisor to the U.S. Department of the Treasury. And he's also an advisor to energy.gov?
They just happen to link it to that, you know, because it's a government website.
Yeah.
But it was just a double link, that's all.
Harvey S. Weinberg, appointee, President's Advisory Council on Financial Capability. I bet he could give the Treasury Department some really good advice on how to hide the Federal Reserve Bank's bailout of European banks.
Well, I mean, I don't know if this is legal or not, but can a politician hire his accountant who does his taxes and pays the taxes on his real estate property to a key administration post and is it in the White House or for the Department?
This is the candidate who promised in 2008 his administration would be one of transparency and high ethical standards. So we'll have to assume that the Obamas vetted Harvey Weinberg and told him, don't do anything unethical. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm just joking. Al, the whole thing stinks. It just stinks. Mm-hmm. Harvey S. Weinberg connected to the Communist Party USA. I mean, how many communists have been connected to Barack Obama? Obviously, Chicago, Illinois is the capital, the hub of the Communist Party in the United States of America. They all come out of Chicago. What in the world is going on in the Windy City?
Well, they originally backed him in 1996 when he first ran for the Illinois Senate. So.
Oh yeah, he was a socialist candidate. Okay, let's move on. We've established that Harvey S. Weinberg, Obama's CPA, the man who pays the property taxes on Obama's house that Obama doesn't own. He's a
it's
known,
confusing, isn't it? Right?
Yes, known communist activist. Let's move on to information here that you have pulled up about the house at 5046 South Greenwood Avenue, which is guarded by Chicago Police Department and most likely Secret Service. They've got to be hiding in the trees and bushes.
Oh, they are.
If this is the president's presidential pimp's house, Have you, since you last talked to me, have you uncovered any additional information about this house?
No, nothing's changed. It's all still relatively the same. I mean, I'm still getting the hits. I mean, as a matter of fact, this morning I actually searched the death index again and got no hits.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean you got no hits?
For his social security number, the 0426, 0426844425 number.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's still coming up no hits. I'm thinking that they probably scrubbed that stuff clean too.
You're saying you're not finding anything now?
No, I'm getting the same information that I got last time.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I was running his social security number.
Right.
You know, through the SSN index search and and the death index search, and it's still coming up no hits.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and maybe, you know, just like I told you, that social security number does not exist. It's a non-existent social security number. It just doesn't exist, period.
But it's on a lot of records. It's on a lot of databases with documents for properties or jobs or something that links Obama to an address and that social security number.
Right.
But you're saying the social security number itself does not exist?
From all of my polls, I mean, I'm getting no hits. But it's just like anything else. I can put anything down on a piece of paper. I can always put a social security number down, 123-12-1234. I mean, you know, you can put anything down. And
did you get any hits originally when you started looking?
Yes. When in the database searches themselves, okay, you know, to find the documents, you know, to find that when a number has been used, I key in 0426844425. That's when everything starts popping up. You know, that hence the Harrison J. Bunnell link to 0426844425 and the 5046 South Greenwood address, because it was used on a document. It was used. That's what makes it an alias, because it was used with a fraudulent Social Security number.
So at some point in time, someplace, Barack Hussein Obama used that Social Security number to get a loan, buy a piece of property, rent a house. He used it for something.
Yeah, I mean, as of 2009.
Okay. All right, but when you say it doesn't exist, how do you verify that it doesn't exist? Are you able to access the Social Security Administration's list of legitimate numbers?
Have I done that completely, you know, through the Social Security Administration?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, okay, because I don't have access to that.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, what we ought to do is just get Obama to demonstrate the E-Verify system. You got to do it on national TV.
That E-Verify system? Well, you know, that's the whole thing. I mean, I've looked for that number everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've turned over every rock that I can think of. You know, and since March, you know, when I first discovered all of this, I mean, it's just been totally occupying my time, but it's I can't find it. And, you know, especially, you know, when you do the SSN searches and the death index and it pulls up no hits, nothing.
Mm-hmm. Back in 2008, Dr. Jerry Corsi wrote an article for WorldNet Daily. He said an attorney for convicted fundraiser Tony Rezko is listed as the owner and taxpayer for Barack Obama's Chicago mansion. William Maselli is a lawyer at Minor, Barnhill, and Gallen, which... Also formerly
Galen,
which also formerly employed Obama. Okay, where is this guy Maselli in all this? Is he still listed on these documents?
As of 2008, he still is, and it shows him listed as the owner because when an assessment was done for 5046 South Greenwood, he was listed as the owner. The property information, and it shows the old PIN of the 034 PIN, and recorded June 21st, 2005, with a $1.65 million full amount paid for the property.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where people are getting that information from.
But do we have anything later with his name on it?
Not that I'm aware of.
Is it possible that Rezko and Maselli, the lawyer, donated the house to a trust, and then Harvey Weinberg got, you know, became kind of like the trustee. You think that, you know, after Dr. Corsi and others exposed the Resco connection to Obama's house in 2008, do you think maybe that's what they did? They set up a trust, donated the house to the trust, and then kept it all in the family?
That's a pretty good question, but why would they take out a $1.32 million loan from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac?
That's a good point.
I mean, cause,
I don't think like a criminal, so I'd have to think about this and try to figure out what they're attempting to do. The house obviously belonged to somebody.
Think about this. Well, yeah, the house belonged to Frederick Wandersford, okay? You don't have a valid Social Security number, so you can't buy a piece of property, okay? You just don't have a Social Security number because when you go to fill out the mortgage papers, you got to supply a Social Security number.
Right.
Okay? And what do they do when you go buy a house? They check you out all over the place, don't they?
Yeah, so...
They know everything about you from A to Z, where you were born, where you went to college, where you worked, what you got in your bank, what your past debts were. They got to run your credit.
So Barack Obama couldn't get a mortgage.
That's what it looks like to me, so that's why they did it through the trust.
Okay, Harrison J. Bonnell, let's go over this again. Who is the mysterious Harrison J. Bonnell?
It's an alias used by Barack Obama with his Social Security number 04268-4425 as of 2009.
You think it's Obama?
I thought that.
Is it just a made up, fictitious person?
I can't 100% answer that because I'm having to sit here and think like a criminal as well, you know. And I'd say about maybe 7 times out of 10 during the course of the day. I run across fake Social Security numbers all the time, but I can always track them, you know, to whoever had it.
Have in the course of your debt collecting, have you ever come across a suspect that shares a Social Security number with somebody else?
Oh yeah, all the time. I mean, that's the that's the whole point of, you know, identity theft. And you know, whenever you pull a Social Security number and you see it linked up with about anywhere from 2, 3, 4, 5 different people, you can pretty much, you know, guess that that's definitely a case of stolen identity.
Okay, has it ever happened where the person who stole somebody else's identity lists his address as the same street and house as the person they stole the Social Security number from?
They would be a fool to do so because they'd get caught in 2 seconds.
So Harrison J. Bonnell is listed as residing at Obama's house in Chicago and shares his Social Security number.
Yes, sir. And Michelle Obama was pulled as a relative of Harrison J. Bonnell.
Michelle Obama is related.
As per the pull, she showed up as a relative of Harrison J. Bonnell, or Bonnell Harrison J.
Do you know the relationship?
It just pulled up as a possible spouse or sister.
Yes, possible spouse. I'm trying to remember if we went over this in the first interview. Does Harrison J. Bonnell's name show up on other pieces of property or jobs or anything, any other documents in the United States?
Not that I'm aware of, sir. I mean, I actually keyed it in about 20 different ways. Everything from Cook County to the databases that I use, and I came up with nothing. Absolutely nothing.
So if there is a Harrison J. Bonnell, he lives at 5046 South Greenwood Avenue. He shares the house with his dear friend Barack Obama, and he loves him so much that he shares his Social Security number with him.
Yeah, that's what it looks like, and he's related to Michelle Obama.
This is so strange.
That's what makes it so anomalous, you know, because, I mean, that particular address itself, okay, it was even used as of 1999 with the same dollar amount. You know, the $1.65 million dollar amount. It's been used before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it had a different PIN number, but it was used before. The same dollar amount, $1.65 million. And I still can't figure that one out.
Okay, you sent me a copy of Obama's 2009 1040 IRS income tax return.
Yes, sir.
Now, there's no Social Security number in it.
No, sir. I pulled that one off of the WhiteHouse.gov website before they posted his new taxes.
So he removed his Social Security number from what they posted on the internet. So this is has to be a because it doesn't show it as being whited out or blacked out, redacted. They had to make another tax return with the same information. Then where have we gotten the information that this is, he's used that Social Security number on his tax returns? Has anybody come up with that information?
No, sir. The only anomaly that I found on his taxes was on page 57 of his 2009 taxes was where the PIN number was redacted for the property.
All right. This is, I'm trying to see if I have that on this one. So you're saying that He claimed the property taxes that he...
Yes.
But Harvey Weinberg pays the taxes.
Harvey Weinberg paid the taxes on the property.
So we don't know if Barack gave the money to Harvey Weinberg and then Weinberg took it over to the county tax collector. Why wouldn't Obama just pay the taxes himself?
I don't know. Or just pay through the trust and then what he can do, because If the trust owns the property, okay, if the trust owns the property, why doesn't he pay the trust and then the trust itself, you know, because it's a separate entity, pay the taxes on the property?
I honestly don't know legally how he can be claiming the property taxes on his federal tax returns if he doesn't own the property.
Or estate.
I mean, you don't have a right to claim them because you didn't pay the taxes. If a trust paid them, the trust owed the taxes, the trust paid the taxes, and if he gave money to the trust, that was income to the trust. I mean, if the trust said, okay, you owe us, $300,000 a year, all right, that's income to the trust.
Right.
And so then the trust has got to pay. They've got to file a tax return. Do you have any tax returns on the trust itself?
No.
Well, they have to file returns with the IRS.
Yes, I actually tried, to look it up through the SEC, through the through FINRA.
Yeah.
I went to FreeArrested.com. I mean, I used to go to FreeArrested.com all the time, when I was a financial advisor, so I could go over the taxes, for companies, so I could see how they were doing in their 401ks, but it's I couldn't find any of the information on 10209, the trust number, because I'm looking at it right here on my computer, and because when I pull up the Northern Trust Company 10209, it's got three documents in there, okay, one for December 2005, which is a mortgage, Northern Trust Company grantor, Northern Trust Company trust grantor, and the grantees of Northern Trust Company, and then there's another mortgage. Done in June 21st of 2005, Northern Trust Company, grantor, grantee. And then a June assignment of beneficial interest in June 2nd. But there's no PIN number there. And it's from the Northern Trust Company to the Northern Trust Company.
I'm just looking here at the Obama's tax return. It was prepared by Michael Solheim. He was a partner in Weinberg, Solheim, Howe, and Shane.
Yep, he's a partner.
And so his partner is Harvey Weinberg, a longtime Communist Party activist who happens to be the guy who pays the property taxes on Obama's house that he doesn't own.
Absolutely correct.
And he shares the house with Harrison J. Bonnell, who doesn't exist.
That's about the extent of it. Who's a relative of Michelle Obama, who we know does exist.
Did you find out any more information? I thought you mentioned to me on the phone one time that Michelle Obama's Social Security number is shared with an immigrant. Is that true?
Yeah, some lady by the name of Guadalupe. It's on a piece of property that I found that they have upstate New York over there. I think it's in Long Island. It's 123 Washington Avenue in Bayshore, New York, and they got separate Social Security numbers on that stuff.
But there's a woman. Did you say Guadalupe or Guatemala?
Guadalupe. That actually, that's her name.
Oh, that's her name?
Comical, doesn't it?
Oh, her name is Guadalupe?
Yeah, the lady's name is Guadalupe. Hold on, let me get that sheet of paper.
Yeah, go ahead.
The lady's name is Guadalupe, and she was born in the 1920s. And
well, she probably knew Obama back then because he was born in 1890.
Probably. I mean,
they may have dated.
It's in that
piece
that I sent you with the 58 addresses that Barack Obama has.
It's possible they dated. Miss Guadalupe. Miss Guadalupe dated in 1930. They might have been dating Barack Obama because he would have been like 40 years old then.
Well, you know, Rick, I mean, I may be dumb, but I'm not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well,
no,
obviously the FBI and Homeland Security and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, they're stupid or they're cowards.
Yeah, the thing is, I mean, it's Michelle Obama, gender female, alias, you know, Michelle Obama, Social Security number 45454, you know, and the address is 123 Washington Avenue, Bayshore, New York. And it pulls up as a commercial piece of property. It's got Barack Obama, 32512, Social Security number. And this is as of December 2009.
Now, wait a minute. Barack Obama's name is on the piece of property that's owned by Miss Guadalupe?
No. Michelle Obama, from what I have from my property search polls from all 50 states, is using that Social Security number.
Using Miss Guadalupe's Social Security number?
Yeah.
Okay, have you located Miss Guadalupe?
Yes, she is in Lasara, Texas. Lasara, Texas.
So you think she's a real woman?
Yes. She was born in 1922. I'm sorry, date of birth, October 1918, gender female.
Give me Michelle's Social Security number. What is it again?
Her full Social Security number?
Yes.
I'd have to look for it and
okay.
Get that to you.
All right, okay. Because
it's a 35212 something or another. I can't remember
okay.
The last four on it.
But you're absolutely positive that Michelle Obama is sharing the Social Security number of Miss Guadalupe in South Texas.
Yes, sir.
No doubt in your mind.
No doubt in my mind because I have it right here in front of me, black and white.
I mean, if you were subpoenaed into a court of law. You could say with a straight face to the judge and the jury, this is what I found.
On my mother's grave.
Okay.
My right hand to God.
Miss Guadalupe, would be 91 years old.
Yes, sir.
Maybe I should go to see her.
Huh?
Maybe I should go visit her.
If I had the money. If I had the extra money, if I wasn't sitting here working 18-hour days, you know, trying to get my business going, I'd be up in New York right now at that 123 Washington Avenue kicking in that door. I mean, I'd be finding out, you know, exactly what's in there. One thing I love about being a debt collector, if they live here in my town, I'm kicking their door at night. I'm kicking the door at 9 o'clock at night getting my money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would be at that front door in Bayshore, New York, finding out exactly who owns that, what that piece of property is. Because it's showing up as a commercial piece of property. I don't even know what it is.
Okay.
I Googled it, and all I saw was a big, huge warehouse.
All right. Give me the address again of the property.
It's 123
mm-hmm.
Washington Avenue.
Okay. In the city?
Bayshore, New York.
Mm-hmm.
11706.
And the name on it is... Barack and Michelle?
Yeah.
And the two fake Social Security numbers.
Yep, two different Social Security numbers. Yeah, they're different ones than the ones that they have now.
Oh, wait a minute, they're different.
Yeah, it's a 45454 number that Michelle Obama has with his Guadalupe Dominguez.
Al, this is so confusing.
Rick,
yeah,
you have no earthly idea because
these people are working full time at concealing their identity.
Yeah. It's I just don't understand. In my mind, I'm thinking, could somebody be planning this stuff to throw people off? I mean, could all this be a hoax because somebody hates the Obamas that much, you know, that they want to make them look bad?
Think about
it. False, huh?
Think about that. Think about it. Okay, you're telling me if somebody was doing this to the president and the first lady of the United States, that Secret Service, U.S. Marshals, FBI, CIA, NSA,
yeah.
Homeland
yeah,
Security, you telling me they're not going to find them and they're not going to go visit Miss Guadalupe, 91 years old, down in South Texas? Come on.
They'd kick in her doors in 2 seconds.
That's right.
You know, that's the whole thing. I mean, it's
I wouldn't dare. I don't care how much I can't stand a politician. I wouldn't dare try to do some type of deceptive false identity campaign against that person. I'd be scared to death to do it.
Well, you know what, Rick? I drank the Obama Kool-Aid in 2008, okay? Yeah, and I'm still at a loss for words. I mean, I'm so disappointed in this man. It's unreal. You know, I'm trying to get insurance, you know, for the people that work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there's five of us. Okay, it's me and four people. Okay, and I'm even trying to get insurance, you know, for my one part-time girl, but I won't be able to afford it. Okay, so I actually had to make them into independent contractors.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't afford their insurance.
But I thought Obamacare would solve that problem.
That's what I was thinking too. But no, boy, was I ever wrong. Why do I feel like an idiot?
Al, this is not a Democratic Party issue, Republican Party issue, not liberal conservative. It has nothing to do. This is about the constitutional humanity. Republic. We have an imposter in the White House.
There's no doubt about it.
And he could not have pulled this off without the help of many people in high places with a lot of money, a lot of influence, deep pockets, and deep tentacles into government agencies to make things happen and to make sure things don't happen, like investigations.
Can I say something to you and you won't think I'm stupid?
No, say anything you want.
I'm looking out the window. You know, I'm actually working from the house today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm looking out the window and I see my golf course across the street. You know, I play golf every now and then. I like to play tennis. And over the weekend, you know, I was grilling chicken. I was grilling chicken and some peppers and some sausage and onions, and it was a great weekend. You know, we're watching baseball and, you know, we were having a great day. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, can all this change? I mean, is the day going to come that I have to have permission just to go to the grocery store to find some food? You know, is the day going to come that I'm going to have to pass through checkpoints, you know, just to go down to the beach?
Yes, it is coming. Unless
it's in the back of my mind, you know, that everything that I grew up knowing and believing in, it's almost like it's eroding away. Okay, it's almost like it's disappearing on a daily basis, and I can't do anything about it. I don't have the power, you know, to stop it. And all we can do is just sit here and watch the news at night with my mouth wide open at everything that's going on. You know, and it's almost like everything has changed. Maybe I didn't pay any attention to it. Maybe I was so self-centered in myself, you know, and having a good time, you know, and working and, you know, just not thinking. You know, as long as it doesn't affect me, what do I care? Okay, but I'm 45 years old now. And, you know, so there's a lot of things that that my eyes are opening up to.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, I'm scared half to death.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of Americans are at this point right now. Al, they're suddenly realizing something very sinister is taking place in the country. There is a... the Constitutional Republic has been overthrown by a dark, sinister criminal syndicate. And we are in a dictatorship. Not a dictatorship like, you know, an iron-fisted dictator, one man running everything, but it's a dictatorship run by a cabal, a shadow government. And whoever's in the White House is just a little puppet who gets to sit in the big seat. But you're a debt collector, and yesterday I reported a story about a young man in California, Stockton, California, that on Tuesday morning at 6 a.m., 15 heavily armed federal agents kicked open his door, dragged him outside by his neck. He was in his underwear. They held him outside for 6 hours. His three little children watched in horror, ages 3, 7, and 11. You know what they were there for? It was Department of Education, SWAT team. Did you know the Education Department has a SWAT team? Well, see, Obama took over the student loan program, and the beast is broke. The beast is looking for money. And so now that he chased out the big bad capitalists who were running the student loan programs as a private enterprise, and now the federal government owns it, now he's showing his true colors. And the U.S. Department of it.
Why did they assault this man like that? Did he owe money?
His estranged wife is behind in her payments, and so they came looking for her. Now the story today, they're trying to get out of this thing, and they said, well, his wife's under investigation for financial aid fraud, meaning they lied about, you know, maybe their income to get a student loan. Well, even if that is true, I mean, what happened to you're innocent to proven guilty? What happened to the day in America when the local sheriff knocked on your door and said, Mr. Smith, I have a search warrant. I'm going to have to come in and look around.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that day? Now it's a heavily armed federal SWAT team kicking open your door for... for student loans? I mean, even if he is a suspect in fraud, okay, why not just go to his house and serve the search warrant? I mean, the federal agents, they don't kick open the door of the Goldman Sachs thieves or the Morgan Stanley thieves or any of the thieves on Wall Street, and they've committed the greatest fraud in the history of the planet. See, we're being run by this monster, which is a conglomeration of corporate thieves and government thugs, and this is what we've got now. We've got criminals running the government now, and they're treating law-abiding citizens as criminals, but the criminals are running the government. They're running the law enforcement agencies. We got thugs, and they're protecting him. The FBI, the CIA, the Homeland Security, they're protecting Barack Obama. They're not doing their constitutional job. They're failing. They're afraid. They're timid. They're cowards. They're bought off. They won't do their job. They ought to investigate him. They ought to handcuff him. He ought to be taken. Where are the federal judges? Where are the federal prosecutors? Is there any law and order left in the country? Or have we become just a land of lawlessness where thugs run the nation? This is where we're at right now. I thank you. I appreciate what you're doing. I got to take a break real quick here. Anything else you want to say? Take 1 minute. If you got one thing else to say.
Well, you know, I'm hoping and praying that God will watch over us, because God knows what our needs are before we even ask them. Okay. And I know that God blessed our nation for many, many years because we were a God-fearing country, okay? And it is my belief that this is the reason why Obama is failing like he is, and it's because the reason that he is like he is because, you know, he's been totally living a sinful life. And the sins that have been brought upon Obama are being brought upon this nation.
So in other words, we're getting what we deserve. We become a lawless nation as a people because we don't obey God's laws anymore. So now we're being ruled by a ruthless criminal who does not obey man's laws.
That's not the extent of it. I hate to say that, you know.
That's what's happening. The only way to get this yoke off our neck is for the nation to repent. We've got to repent as a nation, and then God will deliver us from the bondage of this thief and liar, and the criminal syndicate that empowers him.
I was telling you before. Since March, I mean, I was so oblivious to all of this until March of this year, you know, 4 or 5 months ago, and that was it. And but it's amazing, you know, like I told you, it's amazing how you know how to look for things when you find it, it's really easy to find. And as God is my witness, I mean, I haven't misled anybody about anything that I found on Mr. and Mrs. Obama, okay, and if anybody ever needs me to testify in court to this, I can. I mean, I'd be more than happy to give whatever it is that I have, you know, to help. That's not a concern for me,
mm-hmm.
because I have nothing to hide, you know. And I firmly believe that I don't want to sound preachy, but I think that God puts people in certain places at certain times to do certain things. Okay. And I'm not saying that God talked to me that night to look up Michelle Obama, but I'm just saying as it would happen, I was just there.
Oh, I believe God is answering the prayers of a lot of us who are crying out to Him to deliver us from this thief, this liar, this Antichrist, because He has a spirit of Antichrist. This is a man who exalts himself. He allows his supporters to call him the Anointed One, refer to him as a Messiah, Savior, Godlike. I mean, this guy's arrogant, full of pride. And
he doesn't proclaim Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
Sit there and he will proclaim the Quran, but yet he won't proclaim the Bible. And he won't proclaim Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior.
Yeah, he's going to fall. He's going to fall because God's going to bring him down. God will bring down Barack Hussein Obama. And I believe if God's people in this nation will cry out, I believe the Lord will bring down the whole criminal syndicate that's destroying this nation.
Am I being fanatical for thinking the way I am?
No. You're waking up. You're waking up. God's opening your eyes to see what's happening, Al. That's what's happening. And just keep praying. Keep asking.
A sinner never sees the sins of the others.
That's right. Well, we need to deal with the Lord about our own situation, repent, ask God to forgive us, and then ask Him to forgive our nation for the sins we've committed against Him, and ask Him to deliver us, and I believe He'll do it. Now, I got to run. We're out of time. Thank you. You stay on this. Don't give up, and just keep praying and asking God to lead you and show you. Open your eyes. He'll show you more things. You're going to uncover more things that's going to tell the truth about Barack and Michelle Obama. And when the lid gets blown off, it's not going to be just them. This is a massive network that's got deep tentacles in this country. And I'm asking God to pull the whole thing up and expose it and bring this thing to an end. It's killing our country, and we've got to deal with it.
That if anybody needs my help, or if anybody needs anything that I have, if it's a lawyer or a judge, or even if it's a politician, okay, all they have to do is contact you, and then you can contact me.
I will. Al, got to run. We are completely out of time.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Well, folks, what are we going to do about it? I mean, we've got a mess. We've got a problem that I wish I didn't have to confront. But as a citizen of the United States of America, I refuse to allow a criminal to get away with what he's doing in this country. And it's not just one person. This is a criminal syndicate. We have a man in the White House who is an imposter. He is a plant. He is here for the purpose of destroying the Republic. After 3 years of questions about his birth certificate, when Donald Trump raised the issue to a level that the mainstream news media and the White House could no longer ignore the chorus of people demanding to see the birth certificate, they dared to put onto the White House website a digital image of a birth certificate that is nothing more than a cheap forgery using Adobe Illustrator. Any criminal investigator could tear this thing apart in a courtroom within minutes and get a conviction on a suspect. Obama's Selective Service application is a forgery. We had Pamela Geller on this program back in 2008. She brought forth the information that it was a forgery. We now have documented evidence showing that it is a forgery. His Social Security number belongs to a person born in 1890. Michelle Obama, the first liar of the nation, shares a Social Security number with a 91-year-old Miss Guadalupe of South Texas. Obama pays, or he lives in a house. Let's put it like this. He claims on his IRS 1040, he claims property taxes for a house that he does not own and didn't purchase and doesn't have a mortgage in his name, but he claims the property taxes, but he didn't pay the taxes. Harvey Weinberg paid the taxes, who just happens to be his CPA and is a man with a long time history in Chicago of association with communist front organizations. This is a mess. This is the overthrow of the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America, and it must be confronted. It must be confronted, and it must be stopped. Now, right now, as you're listening to this program, in Switzerland is the this year's meeting of the Bilderberg Group. They tapped Obama in 2008. Hillary Clinton dropped out of the race days after Hillary and Obama met with the Bilderberg Group in Chantilly, Virginia, outside of Washington, D.C., in June or July of 2008. He is their man. He is their puppet. And they are meeting right now in a ski resort in Switzerland. I am praying to the Almighty Living God of Israel for this wicked, evil cabal to be destroyed, to be exposed, to be brought down. And I am praying that the Lord God of Israel will send confusion and strife and argument and division into this year's meeting of the Bilderberg Group. I pray the electricity goes out in the hotel. I pray that the weather is bad. I pray that everything that could go wrong this year at the Bilderberg secret meeting will happen, that God will bring that meeting to a close, that they will say this is the worst meeting in the history of the Bilderberg Group. And I am praying that the Lord God of Israel will equip his saints in America, the ones who refuse to bow down to this evil Antichrist system, and that God will expose the criminal syndicate that is behind this imposter, Barack Hussein Obama.